The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
And I absolutely believe that what Iran is trying to do is to create a new Persian Empire.
John Kerry says, not so fast, Governor of New Jersey. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How are you? John Kerry is pushing for support for the Iran nuke deal. He can't be happy to learn that the Democrats are bailing, are helping him, and the ones that were bailing are now wishy-washy and kind of going down the river in different directions. But the thing he would be happy with is the fact that the retiring Senator Barbara Mikulski let everybody know at the witching hour that she was going to vote to support the Iran deal. And she secured the deal's future by declaring her support for it. The Secretary of State, at a speech, talked about the increased Iranian transparency the deal obtained. He says Iran has previously come within months of being able to build a nuclear weapon. Kerry claims that under the deal that would not be possible because there are provisions that restrict the uranium stockpile and that permit the International Atomic Energy Agency to remotely monitor Iran facilities around the clock. Except for that they won't let you touch their soil, and you have to give them 3.5 weeks notice. We've got to get the nukes out. They're coming. The International Atomic Energy Agency is knocking on the door. I jest, but you know what I mean. He's saying, not so fast, Kate Delaney, and all of you skeptics. If Iran did decide to cheat, its technicians would have to do more than bury a processing facility deep beneath the ground. He said they would have to come up with a complete and completely secret nuclear supply chain, a secret source of uranium, a secret milling facility, a secret conversion facility, a secret enrichment facility. We get the idea. He's saying there's too much secrecy, and it's not like a James Bond movie. They're not cut from the same cloth as Dr. No was. So here's the thing. The secretary says they're missed. He said they're targeted, and they include the idea that the deal is based on trust in Iran. And he says that's not true. That the Iranians have time to hide evidence, and that's not true. That sanction relief will unleash Iranian money that would instantly be used to destabilize the Middle East. And he says that's not true. Senator Mikulski's announcement that she supported the deal was the 34th vote needed in the Senate. So that guarantees that even if the anti-deal Republicans, who are the controllers of both chambers of Congress, pass a disapproval of the deal, they won't have the votes to override a promised presidential veto of that disapproval. Are you following the bouncing veto? So to overcome the inevitable veto, deal opponents would need 2/3 of the votes in the House and the Senate. We know that, right? 34 votes are enough for the president's veto to be upheld. He says, we want to continue to persuade people up to the last minute. Our hope is the number will grow. And the big nugget from John Kerry is, here's the deal, peeps. This is John Kerry. He says, if we renege on this deal, our credibility would take such a broad hit if Congress sunk the nuclear agreement. Who do we leave at the table? The UK, France, Germany, Russia, and China. And what would we look like if we did that? So you must believe that, or someone must believe that, in fact, this deal is this deal is a good deal. But the problem to me is I don't think you're going to see more transparency. I don't know how we arrive at the transparency thing. It doesn't make any sense to me. You know, it doesn't make, I mean, it just doesn't, based on, and I'm just going to tell you, I'm not just blowing smoke. So I'm not like the politicians out there and I give you a great one-liner, because I could probably come up with a lot of one-liners. Here's the deal. I grew up with one of my mother's best friends a couple of blocks away from us. Her name was Alar, and she was Iranian. And they fled Iran, and I used to babysit their kids. So we heard stories growing up. We knew everything you could imagine about Iran. Bob Ney, who joins us on this show, the former congressman from Ohio, spent a big chunk of time in Iran, and we've talked to him about the situation in Iran. I've talked to people who were diplomats in Iran. I've talked to people who are too afraid to come on the show from Iran. Now, certainly there are plenty of people who are enjoying what that country has to offer and are proud to be from there, but they don't trust the government, and especially the females, because the fact that the stoning of women still goes on in Iran. And we saw what happened not too long ago. I don't know, what was it, 6 years ago, when Twitter became the source to show us what was happening in the elections. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad had the nerve to come to the United States and then go to Colombia, and he spoke and said that the Holocaust was a made-up joke and nonsense, which led to the hatred of the Israelis toward Iran. But he's not the only one who thinks that. That ideology permeates the corners of their government. So how do you get around that? Just trust? And there's no way to know for sure. Because if we're totally 100% wrong, if I am 100% wrong and John Kerry is 100% right, we're not going to know that until way down the line, that it was okay to trust him. But I think we're really rolling the dice, because there are people that hate America in Iran that would like nothing better than to get close to us. Nothing better than to have that happen. In a very, very bad way, my friends. In a very bad way. So I cannot agree. I have to agree with Chuck Schumer, shockingly. Chuck Schumer is against this deal. A liberal Democrat from New York. He will not jump on the side of the Iran deal for many, many reasons. And, of course, you see Israel saying we have all kinds of information on things that are going on in Iran. Plus, we believe that Iran supplied weapons to kill Americans in Iraq when we were there trying to help in the Iraq situation, because of some of the materials that were found. There's always been something extra that's been left behind courtesy of Iran, and the sanctions were working because the people were getting restless. I'm getting restless too. I want to go on the road, and you can help me. Check out KateOnTheRoad.com. And what you should also know is, just for clicking in the middle of the page and putting in your email, you are registered to win a brand new computer. Really, no strings attached. A NextBook Flex 11. Pass on the information.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Do on the show, I say it all the time too, when we get to it, is go to the mailbag. Why? This is a smart audience, and I think people think about what we're talking about on America Tonight. I call it the buzz in the backyard, and there's a lot of buzz going on when it has to do with a lot of things, including the upcoming elections. It feels like it's right around the corner, doesn't it? Like this November, but it's not. It's next year. On that note, let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Hank, who says, Kate Delaney, girl, I like your show. I've been listening to you, and a lot of us are listening to you, just so you know, in the great state of Georgia. I heard you the other day talking about the fact that Donald Trump seems like he's getting a little competition from Dr. Ben Carson. Do you really think Dr. Ben Carson is going to be the next president of the United States, or this is just another one of those fluctuating things? Well, thank you for listening. I'm glad that they're doing that and that you're doing that in the great state of Georgia. I would say I don't see him as the next president of the United States, but he's raising his profile for whatever reason with the polls. Once you get in the bump in the polls and people are talking about you and people are watching the polls, so you have to pay attention to them, then that means, who knows, he could be in line for another gig. He could be on the undercard, which is what I call the VP. He could be a VP. I think he does play some part in this election. What it is, I don't know, but I do not see him as the nominee. But you never know. I have a crystal ball, and it's like yours. Sometimes it doesn't really work because I can't predict what's going to happen in the future. I'm just going to tell you that my gut tells me no, except for he's raising his profile for sure, and it ends up somewhere interesting in this whole mix. All right, let's move on to Michael, and Michael says, Kate, the CNN debate's going to be interesting because I think there's going to be more than 10 on the stage. They could have almost a full boat, which would be so ridiculous. It's too hard with that many candidates, and it's too crazy, although I think a lot of people will still watch, don't you? Yeah. Oh, I think a lot of people will watch. Fox had blowout numbers. People are interested in the debates, which is so interesting, isn't it? That's why Bernie Sanders is really pushing the Democrats to say, hey, where's our debates? Because, they, you know, you got, what, Hillary Clinton, Bernie, O'Malley, maybe a few other people interested in saying that they're running, but not anything like the Republicans. And so Debbie Wasserman Schultz is not pushing that debate thing, but he realizes the power in the debate. And if Hillary Clinton debated, that would be huge. With all this email stuff going on, people would definitely tune in, Republicans and Democrats, I think, to watch at least part of that debate. So it is interesting interesting because there you're vulnerable. Even if you're good at dancing and you can duck and dive questions, you still have to answer them, or you still have to come up with something. Or if you get called on the carpet on something that you're saying, you get called on the carpet and you have to be able to defend it. So there is real skills in debating, and some people are better at it than others. Remember Donald Trump heading into the debates kept saying, I don't do this. I'm not a debater. This isn't, you know, hey, I'm going to be me. This is what it is. So there wasn't hours of practicing somewhere locked up in Trump Tower. I'm not saying he didn't run through some things, but he made sure everybody knew, honestly, hey, this is my deal. I don't debate. I'm the Donald. I say what I say. So it becomes even bigger, I think. And now you may have more meaning. Carly Fiorina in this debate is big because she wasn't in the last one, but yet she was talked about after how well she did at the kids' table on Fox in the early debate before the major primetime debate. Here's one from Bob. Kate, I want to echo the sentiments of others in Sarasota, Florida. We love you here. Hurry up and get down here soon. Can't wait to see you somewhere doing your show or at least giving a talk. So here's what I have to say. I heard the other night the woman you had on talking about being Amish and being in Florida. What a great little community that is. I've been there. She's right. They have great food, and they've got a great restaurant there. And it is Amish, but a little different than the Amish you were talking about in the Pennsylvania Dutch country, because I grew up in and around Lancaster, and I got a big smile when I heard you mention that. I bet you went there on a school trip, didn't you? I did go there on a school trip. Very astute of you. The first time I ever went there, I think, was with my mom, and it was really cool. I thought it was really cool. I mean, you know, toured a schoolhouse, and it was so primitive to me. Because, you know, wooden benches and like an old-fashioned schoolhouse. And it truly was the horse and buggies, and that was the real lifestyle and still is in Lancaster for the people who are Amish there. And as Sherry Gore, who you're talking about, who was on the show the other night, was mentioning, as far as the Amish are concerned in Florida, hey, they're wearing flip-flops, they've got air conditioning, they're still not doing the TV thing, and there's a lot of simplified ways of living that the Amish have that they are certainly doing in Sarasota. But there are some differences, as she mentioned, because of where they are than what you see in Pennsylvania Dutch country. And she mentioned that they don't have cars, but they use bicycles. And I thought that was pretty interesting. And that makes sense. Sarasota, you could get around Sarasota on a bicycle. Oof, what are you doing? You have to dodge the rain. Well, you don't go out anywhere. It's like she said, there's not that temptation. Their food is good. They're not running around to restaurants and whatnot. I'm glad you brought that up. All right, here's one from Dougie. Kate Delaney, I am so tired of this whole election cycle already, although I am intrigued. It's kind of like what you say. We're almost like all rubberneckers, and we're watching this phony campaign trail as it evaporates in front of us often. And I just find it so hard to believe that Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee. But if this is what we were talking about after primaries, I would assume he had a darn good chance. So I guess we can't take Donald Trump lightly anymore. Oh, no, I don't think you can take him lightly anymore. I mean, listen, I was one of the first people to say, it's interesting he's opened a conversation that nobody wants to talk about because you have to be forced to answer certain questions since he's gone out and said things about immigration and he's untethered. But you're right. There is certainly a great chance that Donald Trump can be the nominee because you got to think, is Jeb Bush all of a sudden going to Trump him? Get it? Is Ben Carson somehow going to leapfrog? I mean, you know, these are preliminary polls, and it gets more interesting when you get into the primaries, but a lot of what you're already seeing is going to play out heading into the primaries, right? Seriously, you know, it's fascinating stuff. There's just no question. It's fascinating. Mitchell, America Tonight. Can't wait for Nail the Score. I am so psyched about this football season, and I always get that way. It's a good distraction, I think, for all of us. I hate it when people attack football and say, that's what America does. They just pay attention to Kim Kardashian and football and all their sports. That's not true. People fought for our freedom so that we could enjoy our lives. So I say you enjoy football, but you can still talk about the politics, get rallied up, and ignite some action, as you say, power to numbers of people. So there's no reason why we can't still like our football, right? I like that, right? That's like a Kate question, right? Yes. I mean, yes. If somebody's attacking you for liking other things, c'est la vie. Don't pay attention to them because you've got to live your life. You know, living in the bunker another day on the planet Earth because you're afraid of XYZ. Being smart and being emergency prepared and being diligent about your politicians and trying to leave a better future for your kids and your grandkids and your nieces and nephews and your people around you. Amen. That is awesome. I mean, sure, let's get fired up. I wish more people were fired up. But, of course, enjoying barbecues, enjoying life, yes, absolutely. And shame on anybody who would tell you not to do that. And, you know, you make a good point. I think you said this. I mean, look at the wars that were fought to preserve the American way of life. Give us liberty and freedom and all of that. Whether we agree with what somebody does with their liberty and freedom or not, we have choice. You know, that's a great thing. We have choice in America. All you have to do is go to a communist country, hear about a communist country, see it firsthand, and you realize how big choice is. A wonderful, wonderful thing for all of us, because we do. We have choices, even if we get frustrated at our government or at the people that we ultimately have elected to represent us in Washington, D.C., because that seems to be most of our acrimony. What's the government doing? What don't we know about? That's why you have to pay attention to that legislative branch now more than ever. All right, thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Tonight, oh, this guy is hilarious, and he's so smart when we talk about what's happening in the world of sports and the odds and the significance of what you can do, because this season is churning and burning because it's all starting up. We've got college football starting on Thursday, and then we hop over to next week, and we're deep into the NFL. Brandon Lang from BrandonLang.com is with us. Hey, Brandon.
Langer the banger on a heater. What's up, sexy mama?
Hey, you know what? I heard you couldn't make very much money in preseason, but you were defying those odds.
You know what? I'm honest, and that's one of the things I talk about winning. I talk about losing. I don't hide. I don't run. It's the reality of what I do. And I haven't really had that many successful preseason campaigns. And then real good buddy of mine, whose opinion I respect, said, you know what, when you handicap the preseason, treat it like a regular season game, and who would you take if it were a regular season game? And you know what, I went 8-3-1. I hit my last six preseason games to close the preseason, so unbelievable. And to have given my clients, you know, right before football season starts, I've never been more excited coming in to tomorrow night this hot. I'm as hot as you are in a pair of leather pants. That's about how hot I am, baby.
All right, so as you said it, coming into tomorrow night, wow, can you believe it? College football is here, and just as exciting as the NFL, a lot of people dump some money on college football, don't they? Heavily bet.
It's the creme de la creme, and the great thing about it is that, you know, college is all by itself this first weekend. So you have no NFL. You got college Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then, of course, NFL starts next Thursday. So this is it. College football owns the landscape for one weekend by itself. And it's been great diving into these games and handicapping these games and knowing that I'm releasing football winner number 7 in a row Thursday night. This is exciting, man. This is every year gets excited. And, you know, last year I had one of my best football seasons ever. A $10 better made close to $8,500
wow.
in college pro football last year. So it was one of my best years ever since the movie came out. And if preseason's any indication what this year is going to be like, I'm looking forward to a great year.
Wow. Yeah, we should tell everyone that. There was this little movie made about you, what, 2 for the Money, right? That starred Al Pacino.
Yeah, some really hot guy who won an Academy Award decided to play me. You know, and I've said this on your program many times before. I'm 52. My wife's 42. She looks 22. She is one hot little Asian sexy mama. And no matter how much weight I gain, how much that little bald spot in the middle of my head starts to expand, I can always walk in that bedroom and say, baby girl, close your eyes, baby. Here comes Matthew. And to have that river card, that's all that matters, man. Because I have been the first to admit, I'm a pretty good-looking dude with a great personality, but I kind of outkick my coverage with my wife. She's pretty spectacular.
I love that, outkick my coverage. And Matthew McConaughey, in case anyone hasn't guessed, is who played Brandon in the movie. It's a good movie, so you ought to rent it if you haven't seen it. I really think that movie is a good movie, by the way.
Well, here's the great thing about it. People bashed it because it didn't do that well at the box office. And if you're going to release a football movie, you know, during the football season on a Saturday or Sunday, not many people are going to go see it. But had they held it back for the Super Bowl for 2 weeks when there's no football, it probably would have done much better. Now, with that being said, I think it did $26 million at the box office. Entourage, the movie, did 31. So in that regard, with all the fanfare behind Entourage, you know, it doesn't look that bad. It is a great movie, but more importantly, if you watch 2 for the Money and you just listen to the dialogue in the script, some of the dialogue in that movie is unbelievable. The Gambler's Anonymous scene is unbelievable with Pacino McConaughey. So it was a lot of fun. A lot of people enjoy it. And if you haven't seen it, it's pretty damn good.
I think it's pretty good too. Absolutely. All right. So Thursday is the kickoff. Alcorn State and Georgia Tech. I know more about Georgia Tech than Alcorn State. Which way are you going here?
Well, it's funny. There's each year there are teams that make me a lot of money, and I'll key on them and I'll ride them. And they become my go-to teams last year. One of those teams was Georgia Tech. I won 5 times with Georgia Tech last year. I love this team. I love their coach. They're going to be so good this year. You'll be hard-pressed to get me to go against that team any time this year with that triple option. Had them big in the bowl game. You know, I had them big against Georgia. I had them big at home all year long. So I'll roll the dice with Georgia Tech. I don't think there's a line on the game, Kate. If there was, it's probably in the 30s. I don't think it's going to matter. Paul Johnson and that triple option's lethal.
All right, I love that. So watch out for them for sure, Georgia Tech. So then here's a big one. You move to Thursday, you move to TCU and Minnesota, and TCU is a team that's ranked in the top five. When I say ranked in the top five of all the polls which matter at the tail end of the season, TCU has a chance to, some people think, to even win a championship. So does this give Minnesota much hope in this game at home in Minneapolis?
You know, they were a really good dog last year. But with that being said, TCU went 11-2 against the spread last year. Think about that. You bet them 13 times, you won 11-13.
Wow.
They were 6-1 as a double-digit favorite last year. You know, but you know, previous years they were 4-12-1. So they really turned it around last year. And in their last five games against non-Big 12 opponents, they've covered all five. So you would most certainly think that the lean would be towards TCU. But double-digit home dogs out of the box in college football are a weird dynamic. And, you know, this coach for Minnesota, Big Ten Coach of the Year, Jerry Kill, something tells me they're going to hang around in this game. Not a game I love, and you know I'm an underdog guy, so I would lean towards the dogs before the favorites. My lean would probably be to Minnesota plus the 14.5 at home. Not a game I love, but I would probably lean toward the dog.
All right, lean toward the dog. Of all the games that are out there coming up this week, do you have a favorite?
Well, the first week, I love a lot of stuff. I think the highest scoring game of the entire weekend is going to be tomorrow night, Western Kentucky and Vanderbilt. Western Kentucky's got a sixth-year quarterback back who has, you know, nine starters back on offense from a team that averaged 44 points last year. And this kid's pretty spectacular. Watch Western Kentucky and Vanderbilt light up the scoreboard, you know, big time. And I'll tell you something else. Texas goes into Notre Dame, and a lot of people are high on Notre Dame. Keep an eye on Charlie Strong in Texas. Their defense is pretty legit, and I don't see Notre Dame just blowing Texas out right out of the box. If Texas can limit their turnovers, you keep an eye on Texas plus the points, giving Notre Dame all they can handle. Still diving into the whole college landscape. If you're up late at night, keep an eye on Norm Chow in Hawaii. The Rainbows, he's got a pretty hot quarterback that transferred from USC. Keep an eye on Hawaii to make some noise on the Big Island late Saturday night.
I love that, Hawaii. And then for the regular season, you're looking at it, but you got to get closer to the actual game, right, before you dig in even in deeper, because we don't even know what's going to happen quarterback-wise with the Patriots on that first game on Thursday.
Yeah, and you know, they're -3 against Pittsburgh, which I think is a great, great Thursday night game. I the over-under is 48.5. I think Big Ben's going to put up some points. But I also think that whether it's Brady or Garoppolo, I think they're going to score as well. I would lean towards over the posted total right now, regardless of who plays a quarterback. But yeah, I think if Brady's announced as a quarterback, I think you'll see that line move from 3 possibly to 4, and now you're getting Big Ben on the road. I think these two combined for close to 60 in New England a couple years ago. So I think you're getting value at that post total of 48.5. I would play the over on Thursday night with some nice offense between these two.
All right, I like it. BrandonLang.com. Go there. You can check out all that great information. Thanks, Brandon.
Kate, as always, every week, baby, let's go. And someday, Kate, someday, cocktail black leather pants, you go.
I love it. Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye-bye. Down, this is a ball game. Went down, this is a ball game. When I walk, but it's really a shame. I saw you in another
Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
All
right, we're rounding that final turn for this hour of America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. One of my favorite things that we do here on the show is we put Nathan Reeder on the spot. Nah, we actually invite him in and have a fun time with him. Time for Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo. Go! All right, you're going to love this one. Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Hi, I am great.
I love that energy. That is fabulous. All right, so McDonald's got a lot of attention the other day because they decided, forget it. They've been very strict about when you drive up and it is 10:29, they tell you, no, sorry, we have cut off our breakfast menu. We do not have it. We're serving burgers, ma'am, at 10:30. So now they decided that they were going to serve breakfast items all day long. What do you think of that? Is that fruits and nuts? Is it bingo? Is it shredded? What do you think?
I think it is McDonald's breakfast food at any time of the day. I mean, haven't they like put that into movies before? I vaguely remember a scene in Daddy's Boy or whatever, that Adam Sandler movie.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what movie you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's awesome. I think it's bingo.
You say bingo.
Yeah, I mean, well, aside from it being just crazy to, you know, make any sales unavailable for a international corporation, I mean, everybody who has enjoyed McDonald's over the years knows about the breakfast.
I agree. And you know, actually, that's the least calories, depending on what you get, I suppose. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you're eating fast food. But it is different than, for example, you know, getting the Big Mac and fries and milkshakes and whatever. Not that people are looking to be on a diet necessarily when they're going through the windows at McDonald's. All right, so bingo, 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 absolutely. You're going to love this one. We move from serving breakfast at a fast food establishment to the cops being able to scan your license plate. There is a big push in law enforcement for more license plate scanners, and it's gaining a lot of steam, Nathan. It's a very popular thing that they do in parts of the East Coast, where essentially, you know, they scan license plates and then they have them. They're doing this in Ocean City. Ocean City just got it last week, so they deployed the scanners to all the major points of entry, and then that means anything coming in, license plates, they can scan them. So if somebody's done something, they've got a scanned license plate. Last week they had that happen in that Roanoke shooting. There was a scanned license plate that allowed them to know where he was. So the ACLU is filing a suit against the Northern Virginia Police Agency because one person was arguing, look, my privacy rights are violated because his license plate was scanned twice in, I guess, 12 months, and the information was kept in a database despite his plate failing to immediately match a hot list of plates either stolen or connected to other crimes. So he wasn't a criminal. And he was saying, that's not fair. Why should you have my plates?
I mean, don't they essentially have all that access to all that information anyway?
They have so much on us. I mean, people will argue, well, that's not a reason you should defend it. But you're right. Don't they have that information already?
I mean, I agree. I feel like kind of how I feel about traffic cameras and issuing tickets off-site. I mean, no, this is a dance that we are paying for that you guys better be a part of. I want an officer there, like, pointing out a very specific reason that their human brain is like making the decision that this is something that that the society would like you to be punished for in some way, usually, you know, money. But I don't think that's right. I don't think it's right.
Yeah, I don't think it's right either. I don't either. There's just that thin line between how far you're willing to go, how many freedoms do you give up for, you know, whatever it is. So, you love this. Somebody said to me the other day, what kind of car do you drive in? I'm not a car person. I hate to tell you. Whether I had $10 million or 2 cents in my pocket and maybe it would make a difference, I don't know. But I don't really care that much. And there's some cool cars out there, but I couldn't even probably tell you what half of them are. Probably. Now, if I go to a car show, then I'm all over it, and I can say, oh, I saw whatever, whatever, whatever. So anyway, the point of telling you that is Ford is getting defensive. They're saying that they sold more than 234,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs in August, and that's a 5% jump from a year ago. That's the best August sales for Ford in 9 years. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump attacked Ford for opening a plant in Mexico. And I guess Ford shifted some truck production from Mexico to Ohio last month. So they're firing back and saying, listen, we have other plants, not just in Mexico. So is this fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
I can't flatten it out to any one of those right now. I think it's sensationalistic material, which is fruits and nuts. I think it's perfectly normal and accepted and pushed for route in our modern America for corporations to open elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a businessman, I'm pretty sure Donald Trump knows all about that.
Yeah, but it's easy to take a swipe at them because you find out, oh, they're making cars and trucks over there. So, and he's got that whole Mexico / immigration deal going, so that plays right into his hands. So you're right. It's tough. Yeah. It's tough to flatten it out.
Well, I mean, the slash part is exactly right. Is it Mexico having an economy, period, or is it really about undocumented workers?
Cause right.
It's getting...
Which is it?
Yeah, it's getting pretty amorphous out there right now. And and the way that people talk about it because of that incongruity is even more disgusting.
It's so true. All right, so we move from that to this one. How about this? Diet Pepsi has a new recipe. You know what they're doing? They're taking out the aspartame, and instead they're putting in this sucralose. It's an artificial sweetener that's like in yellow packets, and it's supposed to be better. And the aspartame is supposed to be terrible for you. So I think people are catching on to the fact that soda in general is not great, but especially with aspartame in it. So the sales for diet drinks have dropped off big time. And they decided they were going to switch. They were going to switch what they were putting in it, because there was a 70s study done that linked the artificial sweeteners to cancer in lab rats.
You mean from the 70s?
From the 70s to now, they've been talking about
and it's
that.
It's funny because I've heard that exact thing every time aspartame has been brought up over the past 10 years, but it hasn't made its way into people's consciousnesses until over the past 5, which is really weird.
I know. Isn't that kind of bizarre? Because if you think, wow, we're saying these lab rats and we're doing these tests, but sorry, people, we're still putting aspartame in your soda. And then now all of a sudden it's like, whoa, maybe we better change.
Yeah. I mean, but it's been getting out there. You know, people have heard about that.
It has been. That's true. It has been. All right. Another one bites the dust. Thank you, Nathan Reeder.
Spadoinkle.
It's a big word Thursday on the show, thanks to Nathan. Flattening it out. That's what we're doing here. We just flatten things out, baby. That's it. Thanks for listening.
Disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best, and enter My Fish Oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.